You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled 8.90 meters. I was watching ESPN Outside the Lines, and they were talking about Bob Beamon. This story really inspired me. On October 18, 1968, in the 19th Olympic Games in Mexico City, Bob Beamon jumped 8.9 meters, or 29 feet, 2.5 inches in the long jump, a new world record. This distance is still an Olympic record. It is, in fact, the oldest Olympic record still standing. This event has been called the Leap of the Century and is also just called the Jump. In the Jump, Beamon advanced the world record by 22 inches. In the previous 33 years before that, the record in the long jump had advanced by only 9 inches. Since 1968, only one person has jumped further, 29 feet 4 inches, in the track and field world championships in 1992. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a link to the Outside the Lines video, which talks about the jump. Even if you're not a sports fan or an athlete, the video is worth checking out, and it should help to motivate you. The jump created a new word in the dictionary, Beamon-esque, which means a spectacular or remarkable achievement. Being Beamon-esque is doing something that is way beyond your imagination, way beyond the outer limits you believed possible. Being Beamon-esque is doing something that fundamentally changes the expectations or perceptions in your life. Can you achieve a Beamon-esque event in your own life? You can. You can achieve a Beamon-esque event in your own life by taking an extraordinary leap that exceeds your expectations by a wide margin that leads to an amazing transformational breakthrough in your personal or professional life. Bob Beamon said this, quote, "If you can get one moment in history in your own life, a second in history, or you can get 5 seconds in history that can make a difference, take it, grab it, run with it. Take it, get it while you're hot. It may never come again." Close quote. What is Bob Beamon's advice for creating a Beamon-esque event in your own life? You can work towards creating a defining Beamon-esque event in your own life that mirrors the groundbreaking event of Bob Beamon's long jump record. Being Beamon-esque requires you to stay totally in the moment. Beamon was so in the present moment before he jumped, he could hear his own heartbeat and was totally focused on the jump. Bob Beamon also said this, quote, "Being Beamon-esque in your own life is all about rhythm, timing, what you see and what you visualize. With these things mixed together, you can get incredible results." Close quote. What steps can you follow to create a Beamon-esque event in your old life? Consider these 4 steps. Number 1, set ambitious goals. Start by setting ambitious goals for yourself. Set ambitious goals to push you way beyond your comfort zone and challenge you to reach new heights way beyond the outer limits of what you currently believe possible. Allow yourself to think without limits. Consider what you would pursue if you knew you could not fail. This step is about expanding your possibilities and imagining greater potential in your own life. Number 2, mental conditioning. Mental conditioning refers to the process of training your mind to improve performance, resilience, and overall mental toughness. Mental conditioning includes building mental focus, confidence, and maintaining that focus under pressure and visualizing success. Techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, and cognitive behavioral strategies will enhance your mental strength. Number three, visualize. Visualization helps prepare your mind and body for an actual performance by creating a mental blueprint of exactly what needs to happen. Spend 10 to 15 minutes daily to mentally visualize and connect with your goals. Visualizing your goals helps you ensure their successful execution. Number four, keep a positive mindset. A positive mindset includes the capability to endure psychological stress without it affecting your overall performance. Maintaining a positive outlook includes developing optimism about the final outcomes of your goals, appreciation for opportunities to achieve your final outcome, and a constructive approach to the challenges that will arise during the process. Creating a Beeman-esque event will result in extraordinary achievements and amazing positive impacts in your own life, and possibly even your own new word in the dictionary. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, attempting to create a new word in the dictionary about me, achieving something that will be Lesovich-esque, as meaningful as Beeman-esque.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.